If I hadn't been the janitor of our little one-room red brick schoolhouse, I don't suppose I would have cared so much when Poetry's wet pet lamb walked all over the floor with his muddy feet. Lambs, you know, are not supposed to go to school, and even though the Sugar Creek gang knew that, they thought they'd like to see what it was like to have one come, in spite of the fact that it was, as a certain poem says, against the rule. It certainly made the children laugh and play, and it also made some of them cry and work, especially me. That is, I had to mop the floor, and I had to stay in at recess to do it, with Poetry and all the rest of the gang helping me. It took longer to get the floor clean than it should have, because the lamb accidentally turned over a pail of sudsy water, and it scattered itself in every direction there was. Maybe before I tell you what the teacher said about the lamb at school, I'd better explain why it was there, and who I mean when I say Poetry, and also when I say the Sugar Creek gang, because maybe you've never heard about us. Then you'll understand that we really weren't trying to get ourselves into trouble when we took that innocent lamb to school that Monday morning. The idea had first come to us when we were having our gang meeting the second Saturday after school started. We held our meeting in an abandoned graveyard away up on the other side of Bumblebee Hill, which is the nickname for Strawberry Hill that we'd given it after we'd killed a bear and later fought a tough town gang there. In fact, the Bumblebees helped us lick that tough, swearing bunch of boys. As I said, the second Saturday after school started, we had our gang meeting in that spooky old cemetery, which they didn't bury people in anymore. And that was the time we decided to let Poetry's lamb follow him to school the very next Monday morning. Right after dinner that Saturday, after I'd dried the dishes and Mom and Dad had both said I didn't have to work that afternoon, I made a dive for our kitchen door. I stopped outside only long enough to keep the door from slamming so it wouldn't wake up my little one-year-old baby sister, Charlotte Ann. Then, like a wild deer, I galloped out across our grassy yard, past the big walnut tree with the high swing in it, swished across the road past our tin mailbox, which had on it Theodore Collins, my dad's name, and then I touched one hand on the top rail of the fence, vaulted over, and ran. Ran, I tell you, straight down the path through the woods that leads to the spring. At the biggest tree, I swerved to the right and followed another path, which had been made by boys' feet. Soon, gasping and panting and swinging my straw hat, I was at the bottom of Bumblebee Hill, where the gang was supposed to meet first. We all had a spooky feeling about meeting in that graveyard, because there were so many stories in the world about graveyards having ghosts in them. So we'd planned to all go there together, and if there were any ghosts, we could, well, we could all run away together anyway. I'd stopped to get rid of some of my extra breath, always having too much after running like that, when I heard a noise of underbrush crashing and breaking and a heavy body running. I looked up, and there lumbering toward me was my best friend, Leslie Thompson, whose nickname's Poetry. Right that same minute he saw me, and he began to quote between puffs one of his more than 100 memorized poems. It was about the wind, which I guess his heavy breathing had reminded him of. It went like this. I saw you toss the kites on high and blow the birds about the sky. And all around I heard you pass like ladies' skirts across the grass. O wind, a-blowing all day long. O wind, that sings so loud a song. That was one of my favorite poems. Pretty soon, Poetry and I were lying in the long, mashed-down grass, watching the white clouds hanging in the lazy blue sky and listening to each other catch his breath. He started quoting the second verse, getting about halfway through when he was very suddenly interrupted by somebody spraying water in his face with a squirt gun. Even I was half mad for a minute because some of the water spattered in my face. Besides, I'd been sort of dreaming about the wind that Poetry's poem was describing.